Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning we learned that O.J. Simpson, football player, actor, accused of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman, acquitted, but then found guilty in civil charges, as well as multiple other issues that he went through his life, has died at the age of 76. We were told that he was in hospice as of February, which he denied. He made a video saying, "I'm in good health, I'm fine, leave me alone," type of thing. And it's interesting, Aretha Franklin did something similar. People were asking about her, I think she had pancreatic cancer, and she was like, "Everybody butt out, yeah, butt out." But O.J. Simpson, which I agree with her on that. But O.J. Simpson, though, you know, he has been in the news since his Buffalo Bills running back days, and then his acting days and Naked Gun and other things, and then the murder trial, and just continually, you know, has. I don't think any generation, any person, whether they're a Gen Z or millennial or, you know, doesn't know who O.J. Simpson is. And I find it very, very frustrating from a medical standpoint when you see prostate cancer affect individuals pretty disproportionately and so quickly. You know, when Lloyd Austin had prostate cancer and then he ended up being hospitalized, you know, we know black men could unfortunately have more aggressive types, which is why I've said from day one, we have to make sure that our screening protocol has the flexibility for people of different races and ethnicities and, you know, and family histories, because prostate cancer could take one out very quickly. We all think prostate cancer is slow, and you know, it apparently put O.J. Simpson into hospice, and he dies 2 months later. So he's only 76 years old, and his family left this following statement on Twitter. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. And, you know, I'm not going to go into his past. It's interesting because I think O.J. Simpson was one of the first people that started to, transition and from sports to acting to being sensationalized to books to, you know, we've had athletes and before, but he went across all of the media cycles in terms of what, you know, he had done, whether it was through his sports, whether it was through his acting, whether it was through his, you know, hobnobbing and celeb status to then, you know, the criminal accusations and then elements with the, you know, robbery in Las Vegas. And you know, he was probably one of the first that I remember to start having, you know, all this notoriety. And you just wonder, where did it all go wrong? And I think it's CTE. I think he has chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Being a running back or lineman or linebacker or even quarterback, I mean, these individuals who are, you know, in football especially, or sports where they get repeated head injuries, they can succumb to mood swings, to bursts of anger, to violence. Not all of them. But, you know, when I heard that, you know, you had these other basketball or these other football players who were diagnosed by Boston researchers as having CTE on autopsy. Now, the first thing I said is, you know, how can we look at this pre-mortem before they die? And is this the story behind O.J. Simpson? Now, I'm not saying it's any excuse for anything he's been accused of, but and he was accused of. But when people say, I don't understand how somebody with a career such as that would then get involved with, you know, a double murder. Why? And if you know, courts found him guilty of doing it, even though he was acquitted, but in a civil court case, he was found guilty of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. Could it be he has CTE? And are these mood swings and outbursts from individuals who were, you know, pre-athletes prior to that needing, you know, a lot more attention and than we've been giving it? In terms of prostate cancer, I believe, can be very, very aggressive at times. I don't think prostate cancer is just a slow-growing cancer. I think the cancer can consume somebody quickly. You know, for Lloyd Austin to have to be hospitalized in an ICU, and now it could have been related to his treatment. But we've had multiple individuals suffer from prostate cancer and die of it. And O.J. Simpson, you know, entering hospice, and who knows, maybe he had it for a long time and it never got diagnosed. But I believe about 300,000 people will be diagnosed with prostate cancer alone this year. According to the American Cancer Society, 35,000 patients will die as a result of prostate cancer. And so the United States Preventative Services Task Force released a final recommendation in 2018 that men age 55 to 69 years old make an individual decision about whether to be screened. For men 70 years and older, the potential benefits do not outweigh the expected harms, and the men should not be routinely screened for prostate cancer. The American Cancer Society, though, no. They say 50 years old for men who are average risk of prostate cancer should start getting prostate screening, especially if they're expected to live at least 10 years. At 45 years old, for men at high risk for developing prostate cancer, African Americans would be included in that. First degree relative, father, brother, son, black men, those diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you think you're at risk and you want to be screened, please do so. Yeah, and our hearts and prayers are with the O.J. Simpson family. But what a crazy life he had. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're going to switch gears. Actually, one of you had agreed that you think also O.J. Simpson was exhibiting symptoms of CTE, signs of CTE. And we'll talk more about chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But another very interesting headline today is how more and more Gen Zs are rejecting college. They're like, I'm not going there. And I see what's happening in college because I go to a lot of college graduations. I'm very blessed to have a lot of family and friends that are in college. And I feel like every few months I'm at another college graduation. And when I look at the students, I don't necessarily count, although, boy, are some of these graduations long that you really get bored after a while. So I play Candy Crush. But, you know, you wait for your loved one to go up there. You're like, yay! Okay, now let's go pee. But thousands upon thousands and thousands of graduates are being, is the word matriculated? From these schools. Every, shall we say, 4 months, some of them have trimesters, some of them have semesters, and you have how many schools, how many tens of thousands of schools and universities throughout the country. And one study said 1 in 3 salary jobs are not going to care or even ask if you have a college degree. So what we have here is this trifecta of too many people getting degrees now. Degrees being expensive, very expensive. And colleges, especially with the student loan debt promised, we're going to write it off. Those prices keep hiking up because they're like, oh, okay, well, government's going to pay us. So we don't have to pay the student back. Yeah. Wipe off student debt. This way we could charge more and you guys will keep paying for it. And then the third aspect is some jobs don't care. When you have a women's studies degree, how many jobs can you get having a women's studies degree? Having a communications degree, I think it's fantastic. But so many people have communications degrees. So you want a job in marketing, you want a job in PR. Now it's not that you stand out. A lot of people have communications degrees. A lot of people have business degrees. My degree was biology. I had a major in bio and a minor in chemistry. Why? Well, because the majority of people who got into medical school had a bio degree. And in order for you to pass your MCAT, you needed to take much of those same classes. And then if you were in medical school, if you were going to medical school, most of your prereqs were satisfied if you majored in bio and minored in chemistry. So I killed 3 birds with 1 stone. But it was probably one of the stupidest things I could have ever done in terms of my academic career, because if I didn't get into medical school, what the hell was I going to do with a bio degree? I loved biology, but you can't really do much with a bachelor's in biology. I would have then had to go on and be a master's if I wanted to teach, get a PhD. And so I could have been stuck. Luckily, I felt confident enough that I could get into medical school, and I got into medical school, but, it was risky. So when you see that Gen Zs aren't going to college, and they're starting to reject that, what ends up happening? Well, taxpayers are like, oh, hoo-hoo, we're not paying for it anymore. But no, there's still plenty of people going. But colleges are now fighting to maintain their bottom line. And they're going to be more aggressive with recruiting. And to me, if you're going to be a college, or you're going to be an institution, all right, then do what you promise. Educate that student. Get that student ready for real life. Look at how that one law school got sued. I'm sure multiple others, because they promised that all their students would get jobs. Well, there's too many lawyers out there, and these students were out of work. And so, well, you're out of work and you have all this legal knowledge. What do you do? Well, turn around and sue the school. And they sued the school for them not getting jobs. Now, I don't think every college has to have it upon themselves that they get everybody a job, but that's the way it used to be. You got a college degree, it guaranteed yourself a job. Now, the Gen Zs are one of the smartest generations because they kind of buck the old traditions going, do we really have to do it this way? Do we really have to buy our own car? Why don't we just pay somebody to drive us? Do we really have to, go through a 4 or 5 year, by the way, college turned from 4 years to 5, 6 years. Do we really have to spend 5, 6 years spending $200,000+ for a degree and not get a job? So the Gen Zs might start going more towards the trades, or many of them might have their parents take care of them. But what do you do if your child says, look, I want to drop out of college? Should you let them? So, you know, some parents are like, yeah, why have them riddled in debt and bridled in that and not able to, you know, function later because they have so much debt? I would first say, ask the student that wants to drop out, what are they dropping out for and where are they going to? If you have a child that wants to drop out of school so they could smoke pot and play video games in your basement, the answer to that is hell no. You need to be productive. But if they're dropping out saying, look, you know, I want to get trained in electrician. I want to be an electrician. I want to be a plumber. I want a valet. I want to be in customer service. And I could get a job now. And I could make money now. And I could start getting job experience. Now, for those of us who are Gen X baby boomers, we're like, you need the degree. You need the degree. It's very interesting. Many employers now are saying, we want you experienced. You coming out of school, you know, still wearing diapers with your mom's safety pin in them doesn't help us. We want to see what experience you have. And another thing that the Gen Zs and millennials are seeing, which us Gen X and baby boomers have had to learn, is we were taught you're in one job for life. Or you show that you have loyalty, longevity. You don't hop to a new job every 2 years. And still, you know, I still don't think that's if I look at that, I look at, well, they're fired. They're not workable. They're not employable. You know, they're getting canned. But that's not what's really happening. For the Gen Zs and millennials, what you're doing is you're hopping, you're skipping, and you're going up your career ladder semi-laterally or diagonally until you get to where you want to. So in one job, you're using your Python coding. In another job, you're getting your PR or your marketing experience. In another job, you're doing this. Why? Because many of these jobs only give you one task. So it's not that, oh, I'm doing all of this in one job. And so now an employer is looking at, well, when have you done marketing? When have you done PR? When have you done coding? When have you done research? When did you do broadcasting? So it has to look like you've had multiple jobs. And so, you know, are the Gen Zs going to be the ones to start taking down this whole academic world we live in where you can't get far if you don't have a degree and you got to pay for it? And those who have the money or who are able to borrow and then get it paid off are going to be the ones that supersede any of the other individuals that went into the trades or whatever. No. Now, we are learning that it takes a lot of savvy, a lot of creativity to be successful. And I'm not saying to drop out of school, but maybe we don't have to subscribe to this where you got to go to Harvard or Princeton or Yale. Or you have to get, and it's not even a four-year degree anymore, which I think is BS. Why isn't it a four-year degree? Where did it change to 5 or 6 years? Now, I get it. I worked multiple part-time jobs. It was a little rough, but I had AP classes to take off some of those extra classes and hours. But, you know, these degrees, they're making it where you have to be in school forever. Why? Because they get money. And I think society is starting to look at this going, it's not worth the money. And taxpayers are like, no, we're not paid for other people's college. I could have paid for my own college. So, I don't know what the answer is, because I don't want somebody who's has high school math and science and English so fresh on their mind. They go out into the real world, start a family, and then try to go back to college at 40 and 50 to get their degree again, which many people do. It's harder. I'd rather you go through and be fresh. That's why I don't understand these gap years that medical students take. You know, if your biochem is fresh, go right into medical school because you got biochem. Don't lose that for a year. But why? Well, because employers want to see experience. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More powerful storms set to hit the southeast and Ohio Valley today, just hours after deadly storms with damaging tornadoes and flash flood emergencies hit from Texas to Mississippi. President Biden reacting to a report that inflation and prices are rising. He said it's gotten better since he's been in office. He also informed reporters of his continued belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the year's end. A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor. Just another sign of Republican infighting under Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against the measure. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly Show. Steve writes, O.J. Simpson took the vaccine. That's why O.J. Simpson died. Yeah, we're still on that, right? That the COVID vaccine is causing all these people to die. Yeah. Let me say something about that, guys. I was nervous when the COVID vaccine was rolled out because I was seeing reports. They were hard to find. People falling, going into arrhythmias, cardiac arrest, anaphylaxis. And I was piecemealing my information on what happened after the COVID shot from doctors, from medical students, from nurses. Every now and then you would see an article and then it would quickly be removed. There was an OB-GYN obstetrician in Florida who ended up getting, I think, ITP or TTP, where his platelets started to get destroyed, and then he ends up sustaining a bleed in his brain and dying after he got the COVID vaccine. And it was pretty scary for some time because there was a big push for us medical workers to go and get it done and to show everybody how safe and easy it was. And then you would see videos of people falling and fainting, and then they're like, no more videotaping. And then, you know, and so the only reason why I was able to get a videotape out to you all to show me getting mine done is because I promised them that I wasn't going to be using the video to make the vaccine look bad. I was just being, I was actually doing honest reporting. All I'm doing is showing, you know, now that the media is so biased in so many different directions these days, I'm like, look, now I've done my research. Yeah, I'm being threatened in the medical community that I wouldn't be able to work in a place, you know, later if I don't get it done. So I'm going to get the shot. Now, if I faint and I fall, you'll see it. If I don't and I get through it, you'll see it. Right? And I am probably not going to get another booster or COVID shot again. I got the booster because I promised you guys that I would only get the booster if it was updated and not for a, you know, four-year-old virus, but it was an updated strain. And it was a rough month after getting that vaccine. Now, I'm not saying, you know, nobody should get it. If your doctor thinks you need to get it and you have medical issues and you're at high risk for long-term COVID, you know, it's something that you should consider. You know, I support the vaccine, just I don't support a mandate. I don't think you could force it. Now, why would I support a vaccine that I didn't really do too well with? Well, I lived. Now, I lived through COVID, which I thought really was, you know, touch and go in terms of who lived and who didn't. But as a doctor, and I've been honest with you guys, I have seen cases of people where COVID really messed them up and killed them. And so until we know, you know, who would live and who would die, you know, we had to make a decision with the best information we had available. Now, unfortunately, when the information, what was compounded was misinformation, and not misinformation from both those of us saying, hey, guys, there's still going to be side effects with the shot. I don't think we should mandate. The mask mandate isn't making a lot of sense because people can't breathe on a plane and your two-year-old autistic child is not tolerating it well. That wasn't misinformation. That was honest. Guys, this could have come from a lab in Wuhan. And I think there might be some slipshod protocols in some of these labs that was accused of being misinformation. But I'm talking about the misinformation saying if you get the shot, you'll be fine. Biden even said, you get the shot, you won't get COVID. He is like, what the hell are you talking about? You could still get the flu when you get the flu shot. Now, this isn't like the polio vaccine. And there's still always a chance that you could get it. You know, so, yes, I did see not only people die of myocarditis from COVID, but I saw myocarditis from the COVID vaccine. And the public looked to doctors to say, what do we do? And who was put forth as the doctor that is going to have the end-all, say-all, end-all of all of this? Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, who had financial involvement with Wuhan. Dr. Fauci, who was making $400,000 a year and then some. Dr. Fauci, who they were making bobbleheads for. And when Dr. Fauci flip-flopped, and when he started to support some of the misinformation that I was hearing coming out of the Biden administration, I was like, come on. And so know, I'm very frustrated because we might have H1N1. We might have avian flu come our way. We may have Ebola. And right now the public is saying everybody could just blow it out their retroperitoneum. I'm not even going to listen to you anymore. And I don't blame them. The public officials did such a number on Americans that, you know, I don't even know where they're going to begin when it comes to the next medical crisis. I mean, we are still suffering. We probably will never, well, we know we're never going to go back to normalcy, but we can't get our job markets back. We can't. We came up with this whole, oh, we'll just work remote or just work. Now, mind you, I always like to look at the silver lining. I have always wanted a switch flip where if we have to pivot, if Ebola did come our way, or we had some natural catastrophe where we could still function. I did want there to be that preparedness. And I think we do have a system set up where if we did have to have kids, you know, learning from home temporarily, meaning like a week, or we did have to have people work from home, we've figured out ways to do that. It was never, though, supposed to be where we have now revamped the way we do elections. Mail-in ballots is not the safest way to do an election, especially when I don't get a mail-in ballot. Can I get a mail-in ballot just once for one election coming up? It's a mess. So, you know, for those of you that think the vaccine has killed people, you're not wrong. For those of you who think COVID has killed people, you're not wrong. For those of you who think COVID vaccine could have side effects that could be deadly, you're not wrong. For those of you who think the COVID vaccine could save lives, you're not wrong. The moral to the story is you can never, ever work in absolutes. You can't say one size fits all. One medication doesn't work on everybody. One operation type doesn't work on everybody. One curriculum in a third grade classroom doesn't work on everybody. One narrative on who you should love and how you should love doesn't work on everybody. We're different. We're all different. And the lessons I want to have been learned, which I know the government never learns their lessons. They just double down on stupid. But the lessons to be learned is, if there is a public health crisis, every politician needs to shut the flip up and let doctors who are not getting secondary gain from pharmaceutical companies or from their government jobs, who are on the front line helping steer policy, but shutting us up and threatening to take away our medical licenses? Oh, hell no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was in school for many, 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 many years. I was in school 12 years, high school, plus kindergarten. So kindergarten, grade school, high school, so that's 13 years, 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency. And I learned what an isosceles triangle was. I learned the Pythagorean theorems. I learned the Krebs cycle multiple times. I learned how to say in Spanish, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Where is the library? I learned a little French, but that wasn't in class. I learned how to play badminton. And all throughout my schooling, I would question, how does this help me in real life? And I went through school. I did what I needed to. I was a good girl. I did as I was told. I studied. I got my grades. Give me my gold star. Let me be all proud of myself and let me advance to the next grade. But I found a lot of what I learned not very practical. One of the grades, I was fortunate to be in that grade the whole year. It was third grade. I was at Pueblo Elementary in Scottsdale, Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona. And they set up this sort of group activity where you made a business. And at first you had to come up with the product. Loved that. Then you had to sell the product. But you had to market the product. You had to figure out supply and demand. Can you make a profit? That was the coolest thing ever. And that was third grade. And I'm like, this is what we need to be doing in school. And I told you guys how I think school needs to be. Your basic core classes in the morning, none of this hour-long class or 50-minute class. Make them 20, 30 minutes because nobody's paying attention after that anyway. All right, core classes. This way, if a child's away from their cell phone, you know, it's not as bad as being away from it the whole hour. Get the core classes done in the morning. Lunchtime, you could avoid the bullies if you want to eat at home, or you could eat lunch at school, and then the afternoon is all practical. Well, apparently, and by practical, meaning you learn a trade, or you get exposed to everything, education, law, electricity, carpentry, construction, you learn how to fish. You learn how to hunt. You learn how to light a campfire. You learn survival skills. You learn self-defense. You learn first aid. And you learn practical Spanish or a practical language so you could speak. So that by the time you finish high school, when you're 16, high school ends at 16, you're pretty well ready. And then your 17 and 18-year-olds are going to be doing their free college on high school campuses. That's where you get your associate's degree or you get your trade. Or you get your licensing. So you could do construction, carpentry, anything. So that's how I think school should be. Well, this is a fascinating study that says more people rely on Google than they do what they learned in school. And they don't feel that school prepared them for regular life. Now, this study looked at a few different things. So very fascinating statistics here. It was a survey of 2,000 Americans. 500 Gen Zs, 500 Millennials, 500 Gen Xs, and 500 Baby Boomers. And they asked them a variety of different questions, like, would you rather do your taxes or would you rather do schoolwork? All right. Some would rather dissect a frog. Some would rather take the SAT. Some would rather take a calculus exam as opposed to doing taxes. But many people found that they weren't taught enough in school to do their taxes. 55% admit they rely on Google more than any of their formal education. This was conducted by one poll on behalf of banking app Chime, and they survey found that one-third of Americans learned, quote-unquote, nothing at all about personal finances during their formal education. This afternoon sort of curriculum I have recommended for schools would also include how to handle finances, how do you do your taxes, how do you come up with deductions, how do you navigate bonds, annuities, stocks. They don't really teach us that. I would have loved it. I love that kind of stuff. Why? Because it's practical. People need practical. So when a lot of these Gen Zs are asking their parents, how do you do my taxes? You didn't learn in school? Maybe this is something we should be teaching them. Other interesting statistics was 81% would be willing to take a crash course, an adult crash course, to learn how to manage your finances, how to do their taxes, how to buy a home and deal with mortgages. You know, I went through medical school, And if you gave me a mortgage contract or a will contract or a, I'm like, I can't read this. I couldn't even read Obamacare. I went through page after page, all 2,200 pages. Couldn't understand most of it. And I have a medical education. Maybe we all should have some access to law, contracts, and understanding how, what that means. They say respondents said that they knew what equilateral meant, scaling, isosceles triangles, but did they know the difference between a W-2 and a W-4? No. More than half of Gen Zers knew what a mitochondria was. It was the powerhouse of a cell. But only a quarter of that same group knew what taxable income was. I mean, that bothers me. And so results also found that 63% of all respondents consider themselves smarter than the average middle schooler. Interestingly, 16% of baby boomers and Gen X don't. Results found that 48% of Gen Zs and millennial respondents believe that their financial literacy age is 20 years old or younger. And so, you know, we have this, I guess maybe this is on purpose, where we're not going to teach you everything. You can't teach everything, but you're going to need to use a lawyer for this. You're going to have to use an accountant for this. You're going to be dependent on the government for this. And that's just the way it is. Well, people are bucking that. Look at how people want to do their own medicine. People don't want to go to a doctor. They're like, I got strep, so give me an antibiotic. I know how to treat myself. And I'm like, well, actually, this might not be strep. Okay, you might have something else. Michael Douglas, his doctor originally thought he had strep and it ended up being cancer. Now, maybe there's something else going on. But people are starting to be, I want to do it myself. And they're being empowered by Google and by being able to look things up. And I support people educating themselves and learning things, but I don't want the confidence misconstrued. Right? I think we have the opposites going on right now. I think we need to be in moderation where we allow people to learn the practical things so they aren't forced to spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for a lawyer to figure out what a simple contract means, or to spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for an accountant to do their taxes. I think the average person should be able to know how to do that, especially since they're voting on where their taxes are going. And you know, but on the other end, because you are self-taught doesn't mean that you know it all. And you know, we don't want people getting themselves in trouble like we've seen them do medically. But the other thing I'm worried about is how much we're putting into Google and Google's veracity and Google's accuracy. I've read stuff on Google that was wrong. And people are using that as their knowledge base, especially when some of these search engines could be tinkered with and biased. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.